have acknowledged a report from the UN about implications of people from Rwanda and Uganda in this destabilization of North Kivu. And as far as Rwanda is concerned, this is confirming what we are very well aware of. This is something that is being masterminded by governmental officials from Rwanda, as the report said. The Minister of Defense is itself commanding these M23 negative forces. So we really need badly sanctions to be imposed on all those who are named in this report.
What is your government response to the fact that Uganda has been named as part of the problem of creating insecurity in your country?
We are now, as I am speaking, sharing to our colleagues of Uganda to ask them their position towards these Ugandan officials who are also named in the report. We are very eager to know what measures they are going to take on those people, maybe to punish them or not. And following that actions from Uganda counterparts, we will have an idea to decide and communicate about it to know if this is a governmental actions, hostile actions against our country, or criminal government acting on an individual basis. And then we shall announce our position regarding Uganda.
When do you expect these sanctions to be imposed, and what kind of sanctions do you want the UN Security Council to impose, and how soon?
Since the report is now public, we think that there is no time to lose. Because human lives are being lost, people are dying, properties are being destroyed, people are being disgraced. So we think that the sooner the better, because we think that the Security Council must take into account the necessity of saving human lives. So they should act as quickly as possible.
Rwanda has consistently denied involvement in destabilizing your country and has made overtures to your country. And they have even said that their military works in cooperation with your military. So this accusations, again, they said, is not credible.
We are not at all convinced with the denial that is coming from Rwanda. We think that they are denying in order to avoid sanctions on them. But we know that what the expert wrote is the truth, because we have observed ourselves, and we are also sharing what is being said by officials from Rwanda. When you hear what the Minister of Defense of Rwanda is saying, he is the main advocate for these M23 negative forces. He is the one who is defending them all over the world. And when Rwanda delegation came here in the Francophone conference, we had them refusing the statement that was taken by state members to have those negative forces sanctioned by the United Nations, that opposed a veto. They vetoed a resolution that shows that they are in a total complicity with those killers, the M23. So the denial has nothing to do with the truth.
So, Honorable, are you renewing your call for an international neutral force to help with what MONUSCO is currently doing? And what has been the response so far?
Oh, I think that the idea is welcomed by a lot of people. We have had the France president who came here in Kinshasa give full support to that idea. We have all the 78 states, who met here in Kinshasa, copies of this idea. Only Rwanda vetoed it. So we are seeing that many people are of the idea that MONUSCO could be transformed on into the international need to force to secure the border and to eradicate these negative forces. And we think that since CIA and JL countries have decided that this force be implemented before the end of this year, we think that these forces will be implemented.